Yeah.
You've got pink clouds.
Yeah.
Right, so you should be able to get a pink sky.
But where's the sky?
So you need to find pink sky. Have you managed to get a blue cannon? Right, so you're looking for pink sky. How did you change the clouds so big? How did you do that?
I don't know.
The code's in there somewhere.
Oh.
How'd you do color pink?
Recording. So, what was today's lesson about? What were you learning today?
About colour codes.
Yeah, what about them in particular?
Which there's three numbers and then each number makes a colour.
Okay. What did you do? Did you have to do anything with the colour codes in particular?
We had to estimate what colour it would be.
So I gave you all the different numbers you had to predict, and then how did you get to find out what they were?
We just put them in a game.
Put them in a game, okay.
I saw Matthew, he was on the email and he found a button that showed all the colours.
Right.
And then it showed all the colours.
So you found the way in. Okay. So what were we doing with Play My Code? What was the point of that?
Well, me and Matthew Murray were going on a game and we went on the game and tried to change colours in the game. And so, Matthew Murray was really good at it.
And James Gibson did it first.
That's really good. And if we'd not had this lesson, I just said, can you go and find that game and start changing the colours? Would you have known what to do?
I don't think I would, but I think Daniel Fisher would have.
You think he might have figured it out?
I think I would have recognised it when I seen the zero and then all the three colours.
Right.
But I didn't know instantly.
Okay. Do you think this is any way useful to things you might do in the future? Do you think it might feature in any way?
Yeah, you can use it to program games. Fun.
Is this the sort of thing you think girls should be doing, or do you have an opinion about it? Yeah.
It's not like a manly thing.
It's not, is it? It's because it's for everybody, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So this is a quick rundown of the lesson, what happened today. So children came in, I wrote some codes on the board, tried to ask them to figure out what do the codes. Some guessed that it might be to do with something to do with colour. So I then asked them to try and predict. So I said, these are RGB colours. So I showed them 000 and said, that's black. Try and look at this list and figure out what these ones are. So we had things like 255, 255, 255, 80, 80, 80, 200, 0, 100. So I asked them to write a list, predict it. Then we went and looked at Play My Code, and there's a Wacky Cannon game. So the first bit was have a bit of fun, see what level we can get to in Wacky Cannon, and stop, everybody. And now, change the cannon. I want to see a pink cannon. Everybody change the cannon to pink, first person, you know, this sort of thing. Then, right, so you got your cannon changed to pink. Pink. Now I want to see, yellow clouds. So then they had to find out what was the colour code. And then the way we wrapped that up, end of the lesson, we went back to look at the list that they'd predicted the colours. Had they got the colours right? Most of them had. We spotted some patterns, like if the red, green and blue values in the colour code are equal, like 80, 80, 80, they tend to be shades of grey. If you go 0, 0, 0, it's black. And 50, 50, 50, well, that would be like that's quite close to black, so that's going to be quite a heavy grey. Then for homework, I've asked them to work out what they think the colour codes would be for their school uniforms. We've got lots of different colours in our school uniform, and they're going to come back in next week, and they've shown how they can hack a game, change the colours, and have some fun at the same time. If you want to know more about this, try playmycode.com. You'll find a Wacky Cannon game there. There's a button you press on code. It exposes all the code behind the game. I didn't really tell them much more than that. I just said, go and find the numbers and change them. There's about 1,500 lines of code, so you have to scan through it quite quickly to find out the references to those colours.